Call the Board of Supervisors meeting to order. Please rise for a moment of silent prayer, followed by the salute of the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to request the clerk call the roll.
Bassett.
Here.
Wyville.
Here.
Bratton.
Here.
Benvenuto.
Here.
Stats.
Here.
Keaveney. Nair.
Here.
Lull.
Here.
Briley. Eldridge.
Here.
Beery.
Here.
Chipkowski. Ligonia. Sterling.
Here.
Mia.
Yep.
Chimides.
Here.
Mussman.
Here.
Scalera.
Here.
Guzzi.
Here.
Morrell.
Here.
Knott.
Here.
Skoda.
Here.
Oh, Teal, I'm sorry. Teal. $3,000 present and 535 absent. We have a quorum.
Thank you. I need a motion to pay the bills, accept the treasurer's report, and file the minutes within the clerk's office.
So moved.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Mr. Chairman, could I ask a question before we pass the treasurer's report? I noticed in this month's report that our total cash position was $17 million unrestricted, and I would appreciate hearing from the county treasurer about what the cause of that good news is.
DJ?
We hit the lotto.
No,
actually, we're in a good cash position right now due to a couple things. Number one, our sales tax position is doing really well. We're ahead by about 7.7% over a year ago, which is good. That's a lot of work towards the industry that's happening in the county, and we're happy to have that. The other issue is that the general fund was the grand recipient of funds from the capital fund, which we just did a bond a couple months ago for the college, roads, bridges, so on and so forth. Because, Ray, as you know, I'm always harping, we need that cash because we have to lay all that out first, okay? But we got paid back, so that's your job as supervisors, not to spend that. We'll be all set moving forward. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'd like to ask Supervisor Bassett to come up for the purposes of reading a proclamation for the 4-H. I believe the 4-H should come up as well.
Supervisor, if you want to come, the microphone is on there. Art, can I invite my guests tonight? Or introduce them?
Absolutely, I wish
okay.
You would.
So I'm Linda Tripp. I am the 4-H issue leader here for Columbia and Greene Counties, and I have invited members of the Sunnyside Up 4-H Club. They're located in Chad, and their leaders are Megan, Sharon, and her husband. I have to tell you that we're always looking for new and more 4-H volunteer leaders. Just like almost any volunteer organization, there aren't that many people that are willing to do what Megan and her husband are doing and starting a club. As a matter of fact, I just mentioned to someone, I'm turning away kids because I don't have enough people who want to lead groups. But look at how great these kids look. Of course you'd want to lead a group with these guys. So I'm going to have them introduce themselves, tell their first and last name, okay? And one thing that they like about being in 4-H. Nice and loud.
Hi, my name is Tessa Wallace. I love 4-H. It's a lot of fun, and I love doing the crafts and like the 4-H. I'm Jaden Williams, and my favorite part about 4-H is working with my dad.
I'm Nicole Myers, and my favorite part about 4-H is learning about falling off rabbits.
My name is Brandon Myers, and I like learning about horses.
This is Amelia Sharon, and she's a clover bud, so she's only 7, and she likes to work with her guinea pig, Oreo.
Before I read the proclamation, could I just ask if anyone here in the Board of Supervisors knows the 4-H pledge and would like to recite it for us? Ms. Westbrook, please stand up and recite the pledge.
I was in 4-H for many years in India. I pledge my health to better living, my hands to larger service, my heart to greater loyalty, and my head to clearer thinking. And I applaud the 4-H. It's a great organization.
Thank you.
Congratulations for your years in 4-H.
Okay, let me read the proclamation. A declaration declaring National 4-H Week for 2018, whereas 4-H is America's largest youth development organization supporting almost 6 million youth across the country, and whereas 4-H, which had its beginnings in rural America, now serves youth ages 5 to 19 in towns and villages as well as rural communities in Columbia County, and whereas 4-H is delivered by Cooperative Extension, a community of more than 100 public universities across the nation that provides experiences where young people learn by doing the hands-on projects in areas including health, science, agriculture, and citizenship. And whereas National 4-H Week showcases the incredible ways that 4-H inspires kids to do and highlights the remarkable 4-H youth in Columbia County who work each day to make a positive impact on those around them. And whereas 4-H's network of nearly 500,000 volunteers and 3,500 professionals provides caring and supportive mentoring to all 4-H'ers, helping them grow into true leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries, now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Matthew B. Morrell, Chairman of the Board of Columbia, Chairman of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, do hereby proclaim the week of October 7th through October 13th, 2018, as National 4-H Week in Columbia County. I encourage all of our citizens to recognize 4-H for the significant impact it has made and continues to make by empowering youth with the skills they need to lead for a lifetime. Signed by Matt B. Morrell, Chairman, Columbia Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, you'll need to come down, Matt, so you can get a picture. One thing I do want to mention is next year we'll be celebrating 90 years of 4-H in Columbia County and Greene County. So we'll be inviting you all to a few special events happening next year, so watch for that. Okay, now you guys need to come in. Okay, stay with your mom. Around. Okay, Matt, why don't you go on the other side? Or why don't you tell me on the other side?
Most of you, not all of you, at some point in your lives have been touched by an ailing parent or a relative needed some kind of services, that all of a sudden you were like, where do I go to get these services? Long story short, Joyce Thompson is here. She's the director, actually the director of our Office for the Aging Senior Advisory Council. And she has also chaired a subcommittee that called the Safe at Home Committee, which you'll see in front of you, you have a bag. It involves over a dozen agencies that have been working together for well over 2 years, trying to answer some of these questions. And it's kind of astounding, some of the things that Joyce has come up with. And I think you'll find it kind of interesting and hopefully helpful.
Retirement. but not necessarily. We think about it legally, we think about it financially, but do we think about what we would do if we did fall and needed help at home, needed a ramp in order to leave the hospital, or had a stroke and needed a whole new way of life once you're home? Those are the kinds of things we don't plan for. And those are the kinds of things that can happen